We're talking with Norwalk junior cross-country runner Donovan Card. And Donovan, first of all, thanks for taking a little bit of time to join me here. Talk to me about your season so far. How do you think things have gone for you so far this year?
Things have gone pretty well, especially for our team. And we have a whole lot of freshmen that just came, well, two of them specifically, that came up. They're doing really great. So the future of our program is looking really well. But right now, I feel we're doing very well. Like, this weekend, we just got back from GRIAC. We placed 15th out of over 50 teams, I think. A lot of out-of-state teams there. Yeah.
And individually, how's your season gone so far? What's the highest you've finished here in a meet so far this season?
I think it was 2 weeks ago I placed third at Valley. Their meet was pretty fun. A lot of great people there. I think this season I've done fairly well. Not as great as I wanted to, but yeah.
Well, speaking of that, talk about some of the things you do to help prepare here during the season, and some of the things that, you know, it's going to take to take that next step that you're looking to take here.
We do a lot of off-season running, especially coming into the season. Yeah, we do a lot of off-season running, and we do a lot of kind of just consistent workouts. It's more repetitive than you'd think, but yeah, basically just keep running, just a lot of running.
For sure. So the GRIAC Invitational, that was up in Minnesota, right?
Yep.
So I'm sure that was quite the experience, taking a long road trip like that and seeing a whole bunch of teams from out of state. Just talk about what that experience was like this past weekend.
It was definitely different. A lot of people I didn't know, especially coming into a lot of these meets during season. You see a lot of the same teams over and over again. So it was definitely a big change seeing all these different teams, especially at this new course.
And I'm sure you got to stay overnight and everything too, right?
Yep.
So just a whole bunch of extra like team bonding type of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. So let's see here. You said you had placed third at Valley. Did that happen to be a PR time this year, or what's kind of the story there?
It wasn't a PR time. It was a fairly slow course, and it typically is. But I had a lot of good people to run with.
So what is your PR then?
My PR is a 16:22. I set that last year at our conference meet.
Okay, so what do you think it's going to take then to surpass that here at some point this year?
I just need to do everything right. For one meet, I need to hydrate, I need a lot of sleep, but I think that's going to get me there.
So, a lot of people think, maybe look at cross country as, you just run fast and that's it, but I mean, like you just said, there's so much behind the scenes that goes into it too. Just talk about some of your routines that you go through to make yourself better.
We have to, some of the big ones are hydration and sleep, but also diet, and we also have to do consistent workouts. There's a lot of science behind the workouts too, with like lactic threshold and that kind of thing, where you got to push those back so you can run faster and farther. But,
well, you of course are a junior here this year, one of the top performers here for the Norwalk Cross Country program. Just talk about some of the things you're able to do here now that you're an upperclassman and a leader here in this program. Talk about how you're able to show some leadership for the team.
It's definitely been a big change since last year, starting to become a leader, because we used to have two main guys, which were Derek Webster and Patrick Foster, and they were both seniors last year. They both just graduated. But it's definitely been different. I've had to take up some small leadership roles that they usually did. Like, for example, kind of just leading through the workouts, remembering the workouts, planning routes, those kinds of things. It's definitely been different.
Well, let's see here. Let's kind of talk about some of the upcoming schedule here. When and where is the next meet going to be taking place at,
It's going to be at Wartburg.
Wartburg, okay. My alma mater. What's the outlook for that course? Another long road trip, I guess. What's the outlook for what's going to be taking place up there?
It seems to be a very, very fast course. Placement-wise for our team, I don't know exactly how we're going to do, but that might be the course where I actually set my PR.
Oh, awesome. And then the conference meet is coming up here in a couple weeks at Central College over in Pella. What's the outlook for the conference meet and that course over there?
We've ran that course a lot, so we're quite familiar with it. It's going to be the Pella course. So we're looking forward to that. However, I don't know exactly placement wise. A lot of people are saying that we are gonna beat DCG, and a lot of people are saying that we aren't. So I guess we'll see.
Guess we'll find out here coming up in a few weeks. What are maybe some goals you have for yourself for the rest of the season then?
Definitely new PR. Really want to get that, and definitely top 15 at state. It's in reach. I just need to get it.
And so, speaking of state, have you made it there before then?
Yep.
Okay.
Last 2 years.
Very good. So trying to make it 3 for 3 then, right?
Yep.
Well, that'd be awesome if that's able to happen here. And then as far as team-wise, I'm sure you guys are thinking you have a pretty good chance to make it there again this year, right?
Yep, most definitely.
So team-wise, just talk about some of the maybe the keys for getting back to the state meet then.
We need to fix our pack a little bit. I feel like the past two meets we've kind of been lacking. But as soon as we get that fixed and we start running slightly more consistent, we'll be up there with those top teams.
Very good. One more thing before we wrap up here. This is something that I talked to Coach Larson about before the season. But last year and the year before, I guess, you were a class 4A team running against mostly a 3A schedule, but now you're running a mostly 4A schedule this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how has that kind of pushed you and the rest of the team here, knowing that's, you know, that's the competition you're facing all year?
It's definitely been different. Last year we were able to win a lot of those meets because they were 3A. But this year with the tougher competition, it's been a lot more fun. A lot more people to run with, a lot more people to pace you. Basically just a whole new group of people, and it's really enjoyable.
Very good. Well, let's see here. Anything else you want to touch on about yourself or the team here before we wrap up here today?
Look for us at state.
Very good. Well, that's Norwalk Junior Cross Country runner Donovan Card. Donovan, appreciate the time and best luck your rest of the year.